We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. We have a brand new War of the Roses coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about Gronk and the partying that he was doing on the duck boat during the parade. Tom Brady wants his kids to play hockey, Giselle says, over her dead body. And another edition of Kennedy's Tinder Tales. You will never believe what some dude called her, a random stranger. So we shared the story with you a couple of weeks ago with Kennedy on Tinder, and a guy introduced himself by saying that Kennedy was lying on her Tinder with her pictures and saying that, in fact, she was fat.
I was being disingenuous.
Right. So this has launched a new thing on our show called Tinder Tales, and we're working on something special for you, Kennedy.
Well, let's do it.
For Tinder Tales. Until we get to something special, Dan put together this.
It's going down. I'm searching Tinder. Don't you dare swipe.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daniel.
Wait, is that you?
Is that yes, that was Dan singing.
Yeah. No, I meant, was it Kennedy?
No.
Oh, that wasn't you?
Nothing to do with it. Dan did all that.
Oh, yeah. Nice job, Dan. You sound amazing.
Whoa.
Wow.
Those pipes are gold.
Talent we
so, Kennedy, I, be as delicate as you can because I know the word that this guy used.
I think, okay. So, here's what happened was, you know, we matched or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said hello. We started a conversation. Mm-hmm. Two things. We were talking about the Netflix Ted Bundy special. This will be important later.
Because that's romantic.
Well, it was just... I don't go to Tinder for romance in the first 3 days, okay?
What are you watching on Netflix?
You know,
Ted Bundy tapes?
What's your binge?
Well, most times if I'm doing it, it's in the afternoon, and that's what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
So, and they're at work. You know what I mean? It's just a different world. So, however, my profile says who I am. Like, it's not a secret. It's easy to find me on Google with a search. So most people, when I talk to them, they know who I am, or they find out who I am, because we all Google each other.
Yeah.
And it's always kind of an unfair fight in that I don't know who they are. I don't have a last name. We're not Facebook friends. I don't know anything. So I typically, if I get to the point that like maybe that next step will happen, I ask, you know, can I have a Facebook or your last name or something like that? So here's what happened. Can I get your Facebook or something or your last name? It seems only fair. Because you know me. And just to, you know, ensure I won't be hanging out with Ted Bundy. Again, we talked about it earlier.
It's a callback.
Thank you. And he's like, okay, you won't be. And I'm like, okay, well, it's a reasonable request. So, and he goes, okay, later. And I'm like, huh? And he goes, seems only fair. I like to make sure I don't hang out with a worst word you could call a woman.
The worst.
What does it start with, a letter?
I'm not even going to say that. Everybody knows.
The third letter of the alphabet.
Every woman out there knows exactly
what yes. The mother of all.
And I was just like, wow, that escalated quickly.
Whew. Did you have any response to that or did you just leave it there? Because, it's not worth that fight.
I took a copy to talk about today and then unmatched him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It astounds me.
So I'll play devil's advocate for a second.
Go ahead.
I think if I were you, I might not put out there who I was in the beginning.
It doesn't
matter. Hold back a little bit. Because when you're first, like, you're out there, you live life in the public spotlight, so you're used to being out there, and they're not used to being out there, and you're just like, hey, from 0 to 100, because that's the way you live your life.
Am I wrong? You would ask these same questions, wouldn't you, after you've talked to them long enough?
I've never seen Kennedy with a picture without a Mix 104.1 logo on the back of it, so I don't think it's...
No, I know.
Well, just... I did. I hid myself for a long time, but I'm at the point that I don't want to.
It's... No.
And if you want to jump on board this wicked train of weirdness, then that's fine.
Yeah.
And if you don't, that's fine too. And usually this is a conversation that comes up with people.
Right.
I bring it up. I say my life is very public.
So is this all in
if
the first day you were talking to him?
If this is something you're not interested in, then let's go. What?
Was this in the first couple of hours of talking to him or had a couple of days gone by?
I feel like it was a couple of days. Like we talked, because this is how it is on Tinder. You talk and then you get to work and you forget and then you come back later that night.
I just can't understand how somebody would use that language.
It's disgusting.
I've been called worse. Yeah, no, not worse, but I've been called worse.
It's just the most vile thing and he doesn't know you.
Right.
Like one day I was talking to a guy and we were supposed to have a date. This was a long, long time ago and I was running the Boston Marathon that year.
Yeah.
And so it was like on a Thursday. And so I said, I don't know, but let's try Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, like on Tuesday, I was like, I can't, just no way. I'm beat. Yeah. And he goes, thanks a lot, you bam, 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 bam.
Right.
Like how
That's
dare
a
I?
Lot of bamps.
How dare I?
Right.
How dare I run 26 miles for charity? How dare I?
You're the worst.
Don't forget the point two.
Walk. So that's what happened to me yesterday.
I think it's just one of those things that, you know, you get desensitized to it. It still hurts, but it's, you know, after a while.
At this point, I just laugh. I refuse to let these things bother me anymore because for the most part, they're just not real. It's a faceless person behind a screen who can say whatever he wants. And you decide which ones you hang out with and you don't the others. And you just cannot let other people affect you.
Text from the 617. Kennedy, is he a French guy from Winthrop you match with? Because I just had a guy call me that because I took too long to reply.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've gotten that, too. Like, if you don't reply within a day.
Are you kidding me?
No, I've gotten, you know, well, fine, you B.
What?
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Don't try me.
I feel
the wrong person.
I just refuse to engage. I refuse to engage.
I feel sad because my wife and we were just talking about this. My wife and I met 2 years ago today,
it's
and we started out
stuff.
On Tinder, and that's exactly what it was because we were both just, you know, we weren't sure. We were like, hey, we're on Tinder, and then we matched, and that was it. We met at the Patriots Parade. Done.
I mean, I've met some really great people who I'm friends with now or going on a date with here and there.
I just can't imagine saying that to another human being that I don't jokingly know. Like, I joke with Annie all the time,
you know,
because
like,
Annie's like my
word.
Little sister. So, like, I joke with you about stuff. And
would you, use that word as a joke, though?
I would never. Yeah. I'm Irish and I wouldn't use that word as a joke.
From the 508, maybe he's someone from War of the Roses and he's just kidding me.
Oh!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we have Kendall in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Kendall. How are you?
I am good, thanks. Good morning.
So, what's going on? Why do you want to do roses today?
So my boyfriend and I, we went to Pat's Super Bowl game on Sunday, of course, with a group of friends, and there were a lot of people there that I've never really met. And we made new friends during the game, and usually I love meeting new people, but this time, not so much. Like, one of the people was this really pretty girl named Megan, and we chatted with her, and then she ended up sitting next, well, she sat on the other side of my boyfriend, so I was like, okay, whatever. And then as the game went on, he started talking less and less to me and more to her. And then by the end of the game, they were like high-fiving, they were hugging, they were talking, and, you know, go Pat.
I was doing that, too, with a woman named Nicole.
But it was like I wasn't even there, and I feel like they exchanged numbers or something, and it was very weird, and I was kind of freaking out that he'd be brazen enough to do that in front of me.
Well, it was a very boring Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of time to chat. You could really find out a lot about somebody, so just saying. So, okay.
Yeah, but it's rude.
No, I'm not saying it's not rude.
I mean, it's
not a horrible thing to do.
It is wrong.
I know at the big game party, there was a couple there, and they were high-fiving with somebody else. And she's like, hey, who are you high-fiving over there with?
Knock it off.
You know what I mean? Okay, so you understand how this works. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, and we're going to send him a dozen long-stem red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay. All right. I'm curious.
All right. Kennedy, Nathan.
I'm ready.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Nathan?
This is Nathan. Who's this?
Hi, Nathan. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from and your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Wow. Free roses?
Yep.
Just for being a loyal customer?
That's what we do.
Wow. That sounds perfect.
Okay, cool.
Actually, yeah.
So let's start with a card. I'll just need the name of the person you want me to send it to.
I'm not really sure of the address, but I do have her phone number, though.
Okay, well, let's start with the card, and when I get to that part, we can figure it out together. I have ways of looking that stuff up. So,
okay.
Just I need her name and what you want the card to say.
Her name is Meg. and I want you to have it say, you were our good luck charm.
Okay. Oh, my God, you are so gross. Really? Your good luck charm? You're literally sending roses to a woman you met? Oh, my God, like a few days ago, you freaking dirtbag?
All right, Kendall, hang on a second. Hey, Nathan.
Fumble.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Carson Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. This is something called War of the Roses, and I think you just said sent roses to a girl you met at the Super Bowl party.
Wait. Who is this?
Carson and Kennedy.
Freaking yeah, your girlfriend for 2 years. The one who picks up all your dirty clothes and covers up for you when you miss work. Oh, my God, I can't believe you just did that. The one who pops your nasty ass zits, like, on your back and cleans up your bathroom after you. Yeah, that would be me, the roses. You'd be sending those to me. Send it to some rando you met on Sunday who laughed at your stupid joke.
My God, you are blowing this way out of proportion, babe. This is ridiculous.
No, I'm not. I got it just right. So your proportions will be out of the house for you to pick up at your convenience. F*** you.
Yeah, that was quick.
Oof. Nathan?
I think I just f***ed up good. I gotta go.
Yeah. You are the goat of f***ing up.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know how much of the parade that you saw for the New England Patriots as we celebrated another Super Bowl championship, but at one point, Gronk, who is on one of the, he was actually on a flatbed, I think. He wasn't in the duck boat, but he was dancing around. He's got his girlfriend with him, who is, she's a famous model, like swimsuit.
Yeah. Neil Kostek, yeah.
And yeah, she used Sports to be, Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated. She was Rookie of the Year. She's
right. And at one point, he's dancing behind her, and I don't know if they just get caught up in the moment, Gronk being Gronk.
It kind of seem that way.
He grabs her on the chest and just starts juggling them up and down like...
It sort of looked like they were grinding. There was some
undulation and yesterday.
I remember seeing it. I'm just like, dude, like, we're at a parade. It's families. It's kids. And I get it. Everybody wants to have a good time. But, like... And especially Gronk, you've been there before. Like, well, you know what I mean? It's not your first parade.
It's funny. I talk to my brothers usually. My brothers live all over the world and all over the country. And we seem to only talk when it's like major sporting events in our city. So right. I've been talking to them a lot lately. And so yesterday I talked to two of my brothers. My one brother out in California is like, oh, you guys, how you feeling? You know, I saw your celebration video. And I'm like, yeah, still banged up a little bit. Right. And then my other brother in Chicago, I'm talking to him about it. He's like, congrats to the Pats. Yeah. And then he says to me, he goes, man, that Gronk, what the hell's wrong with him? And I'm like, what do you mean, like on the field? He goes, no, like in the parade. And this is my brother in Chicago.
Right.
And saying, he's like, man, that guy's an embarrassment. Are you not embarrassed to like see that and to watch that at the parade?
Because we're inside of it. Yeah. We're here. We all just think it's adorable and it's Gronk.
He's like a Labrador. You know, when he goes out and dances, you're like, oh, it's a good boy.
So I have Lisa, who is from Charlestown. Now, what did you think when you saw it? Was it embarrassing or was it just Gronk having fun?
Initially, I was taken back. I was like, oh my God, he has his hands on his girlfriend's chest. But then after a couple of seconds, I was fine with it because that's Gronk. And it's just a boyfriend with his girlfriend. And I think, you know, because he was so excited with winning the Super Bowl, he just didn't even think. But that's Gronk. I don't put anything past him. That's just him.
But if you'd have
been taken back initially when he did it, I was like, oh, my God.
I
was the only one who saw it.
Well, when I saw it, I just thought about, like, what would my wife do if we were out in public and I did that? Like, if I did that around even our closest personal friends, she would lose her mind.
But you're not them. They have a completely different relationship.
On a parade. You're representing your team. You're representing your city. And I'm not saying every football player or athlete has to be a role model. But I think here we are talking about this family event. We're chucking beers at football players. Gronk's got a cut upside of his head. And then he's grabbing his girlfriend's things and shaking them up and down.
So you think the parade is a family event? I just don't think it is.
They were trying to make it a family event.
Yeah, I mean, I think people brought their kids,
now,
but...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Gronk, would we make this excuse for somebody else? Just a regular Joe, if you saw this out, would you make an excuse for them? But because everybody says the phrase,
I feel
Gronk
like,
being Gronk.
Yeah, no, I feel like, though, it has more to do with her feelings,
I
thought. Because she was backing it up. They were dancing. I just feel like they kind of lost their place.
She stopped that immediately when he touched her. You could see that she was like, nope, we're not going there.
She just lifted her arms up and just kept going and dancing. And I'm not saying it's right. or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they are a different couple, right. And what they want to do, they can do.
It's not right, but she definitely was in the mood, not in the mood, but I mean, dancing with him. And I just think, you know, he didn't even realize it, to be quite honest. I'm not making
I think they lost place of where they were.
I agree.
I really do. I think that bottle of wine kicked in.
They were having fun on the duck boat, and as soon as she pushed away from him, he stopped. So he was... He was like, oh my God, I got a little
he stopped
away
like
here,
a couple.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Thanks,
we appreciate
girl.
It.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Funniest part, his dad right next to him while this is all happening.
Really?
Karen
yeah,
is from Quincy.
Right next to him the whole time.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So what did you think when you saw that video of Gronk doing that to his girlfriend?
I was horrified.
Right.
As a parent, I would be mortified as their parent.
Yeah, that's a part of it too. Like, you know, you keep saying, oh, well, the parade's not for kids or families or whatever. But it is. This is a big family event, like supporting the team, going to the parade.
They're drinking the entire way.
Who is?
Every single person on that boat.
But that's not how the parade is built. It's to celebrate the team and their accomplishment, not to get hammered.
But that's all the team did.
But that doesn't make it right.
I feel like it's like going to the zoo and watching the lions get drunk. You know, it's like, that's what a parade is. You're literally there watching them. It's like going over to the aquarium and going, hey, that's a drunk penguin. Look at that.
Now, what did you say, Karen?
Well, I work in a school, and we had so many kids out. It was a beautiful day, mm-hmm. and in kindergarten, in kindergarten, we had a lot of kids out that went to the parade.
Those were the ones chucking beers, those kindergartners.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
They get some recess. They're ripping them out there.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm laughing a bit because you've got the Brit on the phone. I'm trying not to annihilate Gronk.
You can do whatever you want. This is a safe place.
I'm sorry. Hello. It's kind of interesting. Love them on the field, but off the field is getting embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's kind of interesting because I think you guys know this is Jan from Scotland. I run a children's charity, and I've been looking for children's ambassadors in Boston. And he was one of three in consideration until yesterday.
Wow.
And for the last 6 months or so, I've been asking my male friends, my American friends, what do they all think if you had a choice between Edelman, Brady, or Gronk? And across the board, they're all like, you know... great guy on the field, but liability off it.
Yeah.
Right, and you've got to ask who's advising him.
Right.
Interesting.
His dad, who was literally right next to him on the boat.
Well, thanks, Jan. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in, okay?
Yeah, I also want an email because I want to talk to Carson about something that Barrett might be interested in with a charity.
Okay, yeah, drop me an email. It's carson@mix1041. Just spell it with a K.
Oh, brilliant. And Kennedy, I also need to drop you an email regarding Scottish men in kilts.
Perfect. Kennedy@mix1041.com.
Also with a K.
Enough said. No underwear.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I've asked producer Dan to join us in the studio this morning because he has some exciting news to share with us. Producer Dan, about... was it 2 months ago you decided to do this?
Nope, I started January 9th.
January?
So
oh,
a little,
wow.
A little under a month.
Okay, so in January, producer Dan decided he wanted to lose some weight.
Yes. You know, when you get to the point where your day-to-day activities, like when you're out of breath tying your shoes, you need to start making some changes.
Right. So tell everybody the exciting news.
So I weighed myself this morning, and just a little under a month, I'm down 19 pounds.
Yes!
Holy smokes, man. Now, what have you done? Have you done an exercise regimen? Is it a diet?
I'm still working on the exercise part. I've been to the gym 2 times.
Food is the important part.
That's one of those things I got to get into the habit of doing.
It's the diet. It is completely the diet.
First, I quit drinking all the time. Yesterday, not included.
Yeah, but you were doing vodka, which was the wise choice.
Little Tito's and soda will be fine for you.
You'll have vodka abs soon enough.
Yeah.
And so I stopped drinking on the weekends mostly, and I haven't eaten any fried food.
Choices, yeah.
What's the hardest part for you?
Honestly, it hasn't been that hard, really.
Okay.
It was just time to start doing it.
I think he's telling us that's a challenge, and challenge accepted.
Well, I think we get a lot of food around here, a lot, and it's never good.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we've had stuff in here, and he's like, you know, he walks away from it, and I think it's awesome, but that's hard. It's really hard.
It is. I remember when I lost the weight, and it was the fast food for me.
Right.
Because I just love fast food, and it's easy, and you just grab it on the go.
That was one of my biggest problems too, because I would never bring food in.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get here, so I'd be up at 4 and I'd leave for about noon, so that's 8 hours or I wouldn't eat.
Right. Yeah.
And I'd be starving on the way home, and there's a McDonald's like right there.
Yeah.
And I could get a 20-piece nugget in 13 seconds.
Right.
I'd add 2 cheeseburgers and a Chick-fil-A to that, Dan. That's what I used to do.
I have a good recipe for something that will make it taste like that.
That's fine. No, anything that almost tastes like nuggets, I will eat.
So, yeah, close.
What is the next step in this exercise or in this weight loss regimen that you're going to try?
I still got a long way to go, but it's a good start.
It seems to be what you're doing works.
Do you remember what you weighed in high school? Is that like a target weight for you or something? Did you think about that?
Because
I remember for me, that was it. I remember thinking, gosh, I remember what I weighed when I went into the Army. And if I could get somewhere close to that, that's what I was looking for.
I have a baseline, because before I dieted and I got too thin. I was on like 165, 170, which I'm just too small for me.
Right.
So about 185 is where I should be.
I think the numbers are great, as you go down, but you shouldn't be a slave to it. You know what I mean? No. It's what your body works with.
I only weigh myself
once
a week,
which is so good. You can't do it every day.
You should be a slave to the rhythm.
I do it every day.
But scales are so...
You weigh yourself every day?
Every day.
Really?
You're like a toothpick now.
I haven't weighed myself in so long.
I guess because I gained so much weight back when I did, that when I finally lost it, I don't want to lose track of it, so I keep track of it every day.
It just depends on, it depends on everybody. It's, you might not be a numbers person. You might be a numbers person. It's whatever motivates you, so keep doing it, man. You look good.
I think the next step is... I need Andy Dow to make me a workout regimen.
I said I would.
And also plan
my
birthday party.
I'm gonna write you out one. We're gonna go to the gym together. I'm gonna show you how to do everything.
Electric City.
Wait, when
Andy
this
Dow
happens,
is here to pump me up.
When this happens, can I go? Because I want to film this.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of stretching involved.
A lot of stretching.
Oh, Dan. I cannot stretch. I am not a flexible person.
We're gonna make it pliable, Dan. We're
everything
gonna make it
happen. Everything is gonna pop and snap.
We're gonna make it pliable.
Does your gym have pizza? That's what she wants to know.
It's the only reason I'm going.
We have a lunk alarm. Let's put it that way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I don't know if you saw any of the interview that Tom Brady did with Michael Strahan from ABC on Tuesday when he was at Disney World. But, he's just talking about life being a dad and having kids, and specifically about his kids playing hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Giselle is like, over my dead body.
His daughter. It's his daughter, not the boys.
Yeah, but Giselle said, over my dead body.
I know, but he was talking about the girl going to play hockey, to say. Just...
I don't know that matters. What does it matter? I can't understand why, if he wants his kids to play hockey, they're not allowed to play hockey.
Because she said no.
But why? I'm just kind of curious, what her thought process was behind it.
Do you and your wife are you going to let Barrett play every sport he wants?
She said she didn't want them to get checked.
Yeah,
she said no one's checking my daughter.
And my wife doesn't want Barrett to play, but just because all the equipment stinks. It doesn't have anything to do with being hit.
Really?
Yeah, she just is
Why isn't he going to play football then?
Why isn't he going to play football? Mm-hmm. Because I don't want him to get hit. Those
and
are two different things.
No, they're not.
That's literally the same thing.
No, because hockey...
Oh, one's on ice. Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, they don't hit each other in hockey. They're not allowed to check each other. There's no fighting with the younger kids in
hockey. Yeah, but it still gets to a point where eventually that's what they do. And also, they don't really hit each other when they're young in football too much either.
Yeah,
they're
they've changed that a lot to
over.
Flag and stuff these days.
Yeah, there's no... In our neighborhood, nobody... The football program is almost pretty much dried up and died. And
same thing.
Yeah.
So it's just funny to me that she's like, over my dead body. And he's like, yeah, I wanted to play. And she's like, no, it's not going to happen.
So. Are you shocked that the wife is making the calls? I feel like this is a conversation we have with you on the daily.
No,
that
I'm
you're going to put your foot down, but it's not going to happen over here.
No. I'm just surprised because he is a professional athlete. And I think he understands better than anybody the safety aspect and how to take care of your body. And he understands all of that. And
he's pliable.
But he also understands how important sports are to kids and how that really creates a community for you. And maybe kids that don't have a lot of friends or aren't as social, sports give you that family. Right. And
Vivian Brady does not have any friends.
But you know what I mean? when I think of my childhood, I think of the sports I played. And I got to do everything. My parents put me in everything.
Yeah, Barrett not playing hockey has nothing to do with the getting hit. The football, absolutely. I'm worried about him getting concussed. But he plays lacrosse. If he wanted to play...
Lacrosse.
Right, yeah.
You get hit in basketball.
Right. I understand that Tom is actually getting back at her and has said that she will also not be a supermodel. He said, no, that's, she's not allowed to run the, walk the runway either.
So I feel you.
He said, you know, look, you take yours, I'll take mine.
I feel like it's equally damaging.
There you
Those
go.
Those women and don't it, eat. They're, you they're put you're, up on a pedestal. They're yeah. made to feel like they're fat all the time. I say they're both equally.
Your wife grew up in a hockey family.
Yeah, it's a hockey family. My daughter's going to play hockey.
Yeah.
She's gonna play. We want her to be exposed to everything.
Right.
We don't know if it'll stick. Right. You know, it's tough when it's early on for a kid. You know, yeah. you're not sure what they're going to have an aptitude for. But we sure. want to get her out there on skates. We want to get her in the pool because I grew up swimming.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do all kinds of sports with her. We're gonna
everything at them and see what they're into.
We want her to do my wife said, because she was a dancer, she's like, I want her to do a year of dance. That's all she has to give me. One year of dance.
Amazing.
And then I'm like, so she's going to be a swimming, dancing, hockey player?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Kidding me?
But at the end of the day, yeah. happy wife, happy life, right?
I mean, yeah. Hold on. Fiona is from Mansfield. What do you think about Tom Brady saying yes to hockey, but Giselle saying no? What do you think about that?
I think if your kids are healthy enough, getting bruised and banged up is not going to hurt them at all. I encourage my kids, go out, play in the dirt, go out, wrestle around, mm-hmm. you know, get hit in the tummy with a bat. Life is like that, and I think the tougher you make them and prepare them for the bumps ahead, the better off they're going to be. But I don't want dainty children, you know. I want kids who aren't afraid to go out and do what they want. I mean, I don't want them out robbing banks, but I don't want them sitting at home in front of the TV all the time either. I mean, I had my middle one got her tailbone broke just from roller skating. She got knocked down. You know what? She still roller skates. I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Thank you, Fiona.
A bat to the belly. You're playing baseball.
Yeah, what?
That happens.
No, when you're a catcher, yeah you get whacked all
yeah,
kinds of times.
Yeah, that happens.
CP took a digger the other day, literally. She's, you know, 7 months old, and she's sitting there in the living room. She's sitting up now, and she goes to lean over to grab her little stuffed animal, Mr. Pinkerton. Next thing you know, whoom, she just down, and she had a little bruise on her cheek, and I was like, I felt bad, but I'm like,
she'll figure it out.
That happens.
Yeah, but she literally didn't say a word. She wasn't, like, crying or anything.
Are you scared when Sarah comes home and she's got a bruise on her? Like,
no,
like,
this is half the time it's when Sarah's there. No, we both share the mishaps.
Sarah did lacrosse practice last night. The way they play lacrosse at this age is they think they're lightsabers. They just, like, beat the snot out of each other. But thankfully, they're wearing helmets and pads. Like, it's not that, you know, they're not generating enough power to really hurt each other in that sport, I don't
Yet.
Think.
But does it make you nervous for when he's older and they do start checking each other?
I feel like lacrosse isn't as bad as football. Football just stands out to me as what I believe is the worst, and that's just my own personal opinion. Yeah. I can't speak for everybody. That's just how I feel about it. Mimi is from Rockland. What did you want to say about the kids in playing hockey?
Not necessarily my kids, but if they would have asked, I would have tried to persuade them not to, because I have like several co-workers that when they were in high school, they had head injuries. And now they have problems with migraines, and they are finding a lot more even altering personalities sometimes because they had too many concussions. And so I feel it's a real danger, and you need to protect your kids. I mean, they might want to join it. I'm all for equality about sports, whether it's male or female, but there's consequences for hard contact sports.
Yeah, and you have to know Tom Brady knows that. I mean, playing the sport that he plays and how he's been a professional athlete his entire life, he's got to understand that.
That doesn't mean that mama wants it to happen. Yeah. I just keep coming back to this, I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah, no. Sometimes you're just like, there's no argument around
just
it.
Just sitting here with you two every day.
There's no rationality.
This is where my head lies. That sometimes, you know what? Mama says, mama gets.
No, it's it. Like I said, Lana just doesn't want Barrett to play hockey because of the smelly gear. She's like, I don't want to have to haul the gear around. I don't want to have to do at 6 o'clock in the morning practice, because they do their hockey practice at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's like out of control.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.